I'm joined here by Guido manager Ronan McNeillis. Ronan, a 1-point victory over St Unions. A lot of delight on your dugout at the full time whistle. What's your feelings after that?
Yeah, for us, the 2 points was really important today. We were only on two, and had we lost today, we're under a lot of pressure going into our last home game. So that's why we were happy with the result, I suppose. It wasn't as important for Unions. I know they'd made a few changes, but look, any day you come out and beat St Unions in O'Donnell Park, and they're going to have 15 strong players in the pitch. So look, hopefully that'll give our boys a bit of confidence as well going forward in the rest of the season.
Yeah, you sat deep and you were very hard to break down. It was a great defensive effort from you.
Yeah, I suppose we got taught a harsh lesson by Niamh Connell a couple of times now over the last two seasons, and maybe we needed to work on a few things. So maybe we're getting a bit more solid defensively. You'd have to be happy with that defensive performance today anyway. I don't think there was any really goal threats against us at any point. Maybe a few balls dropping short kind of by accident. But yeah, the lines weren't broke too often on us, so we're happy with that. I suppose going forward, we wouldn't be overly happy. We've butchered a good few chances, especially a few goal chances, so definitely room to work on things as well.
Yeah, but it is a new look Guido team, and there's a lot of young players in there, a lot of fellas from your under 21 teams over the last couple of years, and this is a big championship victory for them.
Yeah, huge. Look, as I was saying to the boys, like, Guido players are measured on championship, and the best Guido players are measured against St Unions over the years, going back decades. That's the way it is. Guido and Unions have plenty of battles over the years, so that victory there should definitely give those young lads a lot of belief that they are able to mix it with what the big boys in championship football, and away from home is even harder again. Yeah, we're very young this year, a lot of new players in. A lot of them got a bit of exposure last year, and I have to say they put in a great work all year away from the pitch in the gym and training and stuff. But that's one thing, but going out and performing then. So today is probably the first day you could say they all stood up and performed. But look, it's only a victory that puts us back on track and puts things in our own hands again. So we'll have to keep that in mind as well.
We spotted Oran McFadden-Ferry in the stands there. Will you be able to call upon him at any stage in this championship?
No, I don't think so. Oran had a bad injury earlier in the year, and he's home now, and he's kind of looking towards next season, I think. So, but we'll have him about, and we'll tap into his knowledge and experience when needs be. So good to have him about. So it'd be great for him if he was able to get in the pitch, but I think it'll all just happen too soon for him.
Yeah, so a break again next week, and then into round four, and you know there could be semi or quarter final places up for grabs heading into that.
Yeah, with that draw now tomorrow night, we'll see who we get, and it could be in your own hands. I suppose depending on how games going today, it might come down to score difference. So there's a lot of teams could finish in 6 points. Maybe a couple of teams might get to 8, so it could be in your own hands. But the big thing is, I suppose we're safely through now to the knockout stages, whether it's a quarter or the prelim. It would be great to get into the quarter and get another week off, but we'll just have to win our home game and see what happens after that.